May 5, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. No one is beyond the pale. Opening prayer. As I reflect on scripture today, Jesus, please use it to better focus my vision as your disciple as I walk with you. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Manasseh, king of Judah. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had demolished. He also erected altars to the Baals and made Asherah poles. He bowed down to all the starry hosts and worshipped them. He built altars in the temple of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, "My name will remain in Jerusalem forever." In both courts of the temple of the Lord, he built altars to all the starry hosts. He sacrificed his children in the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, practiced divination and witchcraft, sought omens, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. He took the image he had made and put it in God's temple, of which God had said to David and to his son Solomon, "In this temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. I will not again make the feet of the Israelites leave the land I assigned to your ancestors, if only they will be careful to do everything I commanded them concerning all the laws, decrees, and regulations given through Moses." But Manasseh led Judah and all the people of Jerusalem astray, so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon. In his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. So he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. Afterward, he rebuilt the outer wall of the city of David, west of the Gihon spring in the valley, as far as the entrance of the Fish Gate and encircling the hill of Ophel. He also made it much higher. He stationed military commanders in all the fortified cities in Judah. He got rid of the foreign gods and removed the image from the temple of the Lord, as well as all the altars he had built on the temple hill and in Jerusalem, and he threw them out of the city. Then he restored the altar of the Lord and sacrificed fellowship offerings and thank offerings on it, and told Judah to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. The people, however, continued to sacrifice at the high places, but only to the Lord their God. The other events of Manasseh's reign, including his prayer to his God and the words the seers spoke to him in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, are written in the annals of the kings of Israel. His prayer and how God was moved by his entreaty, as well as all his sins and unfaithfulness, and the sites where he built high places and set up Asherah poles and idols before he humbled himself, all these are written in the records of the seers. Manasseh rested with his ancestors and was buried in his palace. And Amon, his son, succeeded him as king. Amon, king of Judah. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 2 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. Amon worshipped and offered sacrifices to all the idols Manasseh had made. But unlike his father Manasseh, he did not humble himself before the Lord. Amon increased his guilt. Amon's officials conspired against him and assassinated him in his palace. Then the people of the land killed all who had plotted against King Amon, and they made Josiah, his son, king in his place. Reflect. In what ways is the spiritual formation of the children in your church family being nurtured? What path to redemption was open to King Manasseh? He was born and brought up in the sunset years of his father, a time when the zeal of Hezekiah's reforming years had abated. The country's reversion to idol worship would seem to indicate that Manasseh was in the hands of godless counselors as a minor. As he grew to maturity, he degenerated even further. His position as king meant that he misled an entire nation, and God always takes a dim view of those who lead others astray. The consequences were horrendous. Such troubles hardened some people in their rebellion against God. Sometimes, however, it has the opposite effect, as it did for King Manasseh, whose distress led him back to God in genuine repentance. He demonstrated this clearly in action, even though there was no way to reverse all the evil he had done. How, for example, could the children he burned in the fire be restored? Still, he did what he could, and divine mercy did the rest. It works in the same way today. Paul declared himself to be the worst of sinners. Doubtless, the Hitlers and the Stalins of this world can contest that with him. What cannot be disputed is what he went on to say. The mercy of Christ Jesus saves even the worst of sinners. Like Manasseh, all sinners need to demonstrate their repentance in action, making whatever restitution is within their power as they work out their salvation with fear and trembling. Apply. Are there any hardened sinners for whom you want to pray today? The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient for them too. Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came into the world to save sinners, to save me.